Blog Talk Radio. Hello, and welcome to Socially Savvy, broadcasting live from Bellevue. I'm your host, LB Duchess, with co-host Fancy Frenchwood of Saki in Seattle, and a previous co-host of mine, Scott Wieda. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
How you doing?
I am just so excited that you're here, Scott. Oh, my God.
Well, thanks.
It's been weeks and weeks and weeks since we've been able to connect on anything, and so to have you back, it's like, yay!
Well, I'm really glad to be here. Waiting for a really important occasion. Today is it.
Today is it. So tell us about, you know, who you are, because a lot of the socially savvy listeners don't know you, and kind of what you do and all that good stuff.
Well, I'm for the last 9 years, I've been a real estate broker with John L. Scott Real Estate here on the East Side in Washington. In the last 2 years, I have changed the specialty of my business from general practice, if you will, to divorce real estate, working with and helping people who are in the middle of or have just been divorced.
Well, and that's such a common thing, too. I think a lot of us don't even think about it. You just think, okay, real estate, I need a realtor. But to have somebody who can specialize in something that can be that touchy.
Well, imagine trying to do a major transaction with someone that you hate, who's got different goals than you do. Ultimately the same end, but different ways that you think you need to achieve that goal. Be it time
or money,
or whatever it is. So, you know, while I might represent one party, which is a divorcing couple, it's two very different communication styles and methods that I'll use with each of them.
Wow.
It's fun, though. I enjoy it.
Well, good. Well, cool. Okay, so we're going to get started with the show today. On the show today, we're going to be talking about what is going on in Bellevue and Seattle area with the Duchess Report, what's happening, what happened. We're going to be defining character, talking about social media etiquette. And our wine sponsor for today's show is Apex at Alder Ridge Cellars in Woodinville. And in their tasting room and vineyard market, you will find amazing confectors, Sweet Symphony, that we are drinking today. So I'm going to invite you guys to take a sip first and tell us, kind of what you're thinking. It is a red wine. It is a sweeter red wine, and it is meant to complement desserts. I had the privilege of tasting it in the wine tasting room this last week. And I'm not really typically big on sweet wines, but this one was not as syrupy as a lot of them. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I was just going to say, yes, I agree. I was expecting something thicker and a lot heavier, but I can say I don't know that I would need this to complement a dessert. It tastes like it is dessert.
Yeah, we like that. What do you think, Scott?
No, I agree. And I've had the Confectioner's Sweet Symphony before. I think I had it with some kind of dessert that wasn't really heavy. Uh-huh. I'm picturing it now like a raspberry-ish
kind of
fruity thing. But, yeah, no, I think it's delicious.
I agree. Delicious.
Wonderful. So if you get a chance, go out to Woodinville, and Apex Alder Ridge Woodinville Winery is located right across the street from Hollywood House. And they do wine tasting all week long. On Saturdays and Sundays, they have a lovely addition. They start at 9 o'clock in the morning. They do mimosas. And they have a fabulous Brut sparkling wine, which I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. We are going to be tasting live on location next Monday. So put it in your books that to meet us there, we'll be going live, and they will be doing wine tasting for us. They're going to have specials for wine tasting that night for us for $5 and 10% off any purchases. So plan to come and join us, and hopefully everybody will be able to be there. It should be a lot of fun. Last week, we brought up what an Ultra Lounge was. We were talking a little bit about the different Ultra Lounges because that seems to be the big thing that's opening up all over the place. You have everybody who's already been opening a Lux Room or an Ultra Lounge, and then you have new clubs that are opening that turn into an Ultra Lounge in the evening, like Sky Ultra Lounge in Bellevue is the newest addition. They're a sports bar during the day and an Ultra Lounge at night. And so when we were talking about it, it came up, what is an Ultra Lounge? So I looked up the definition, and here's what I had to say. An Ultra Lounge is a style nightclub lounge that came to prominence in the late 1990s and early 2000s. Ultra Lounges tend to be small to mid-sized venues featuring cocktails and upscale atmosphere. So I think we pretty much had it on, dead on from what we were talking about last week.
Is there dancing at most Ultra Lounges?
Most of they do towards the 11 o'clock hour. The DJs kick in. They drop the talking volume to a nil, and they, skyrocket the Let's Dance music volume. And a lot of the Ultra Lounges have a good portion of their venue is VIP. So they have bottle service, and they have a tendency to, obviously, with the music, cater to specific demographics. So, so far, most of the Ultra Lounges we've been to, they seem to cater to a specific demographic for the whole weekend. But I'm hoping to see that we're going to get a little bit more where maybe Thursday night they, you know, go towards one, and Friday night and Saturday night, and start expanding. Because like our demographic, you know, the 30 to 60 something, we kind of seem to fall in the cracks. I mean, we like to go out, but I don't know.
Got to make
mind
it happen
with a 21-year-old.
With you.
I don't mind dancing with them. It's just some of the antics, you know. It's like I'm kind of past that.
Right, right.
So anyway, I thought I would follow up with that. I thought it was interesting reading to find out, you know, what the difference was in an Ultra Lounge. So, okay, so we're going to pop right into what's happening, brought to you by Pop Chips. Never fried, never baked, think popped. And some of the fun stuff that we went into this last week were we had a couple of openings. Black Bottle opened its doors on Monday for a soft opening, finishing the week off with a grand opening Friday night. I don't know if either one of you guys have been to a Black Bottle opening or a Black Bottle in Seattle.
No, not yet.
No, not yet. Okay. Well, it is got a little bit more of a mellow atmosphere to it, a little bit more casual. The music is wonderful. It is unlike anything you typically hear. It has more of a almost like a sultry, seductive kind of back mood to it. So you can really socialize, talk, enjoy the music, and just, you know, all around relax. And they have some great, great food, flatbreads. And we went in, like I said, on the soft open with Tracy. And my husband, Brett, and a friend, Chabo, of ours went in, and we just had a delightful time. It was fun. So I'm excited for you guys to check it out.
Definitely. I'm looking forward to that.
So moving on, we had Trend Show at Nordstrom's on Saturday. I don't know if – I can't imagine, Scott, that you would go in for a lipstick change, but
– No, I'm really happy with what I've got going on. I'm not looking for a change anytime. You know what? So I am. I'm kind of stuck in a rut with the style. And
yeah.
I'm okay with it, though.
We're
going to have to get you to step out of that comfort zone.
I know. We'll work on it.
Maybe start with skincare, something
next
a little bit less.
Next week.
So they have their big trend show, and basically what that is all of the different lines bring in their special artists. It was hosted by Ross, who is a makeup artist, who basically touches base with Oprah and says, hey, this is what you want to be wearing. These are the colors. This is the way you want to wear. Any, you know, makeup tips she needs or anything, she goes to Ross. So he was there doing the talking portion of it, and it was fun. It was packed. A lot of goodies, a lot of cool ideas, new looks and everything.
I will say to listeners, no, from a male's perspective, it is really good to get some of this stuff under your belt. It doesn't make you sensitive. It just makes you aware.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and honestly, being around those types of events, a lot of really nice ladies.
Oh, yeah. If you want, actually, for
why
our
do you
single
think clubs
friends,
have ladies' night?
There you go. Right. Yeah.
Great place to meet women.
Right.
Well, and if you happen to be just perusing around and shopping for mom.
And who's going to be suspicious of you at Nordstrom, right?
Yeah. That one is, yeah, I think that's a nice, safe, you know, especially if you play it down properly.
Walk up to a lady at a club, she knows what it's about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we also had Edward Maya and Vika. You were at that concert with me.
Well, that was very exciting. I was really surprised at the turnout, particularly considering there was the last-minute venue change.
Oh, my gosh. And I, you know what? I have to say, I want to give Stardust Seattle a hands down, you know, or a hands up or whatever. Just
thumbs up.
A thumbs up and, you know, hands down as in bowing. That's what I was thinking.
There you go.
I was trying to say that. That they were able to handle that transition. It was like 6-8 hours, something like that. I don't know what time they found out about in the morning, but they had the venue packed. And, you know, fortunately, it was just a switch down the street, but still how nerve-wracking to have that happen. Because what I understand is, unfortunately, Le Cirque had their license pulled for the event last minute, and iMusic was able to step up, and they were able to take care of the crowd, and they had a great setup for the VIP. Like I said, it was a packed house. Music was great. It was really fun seeing them live. And, you know, because it was a smaller stage, I ended up backstage and on stage shooting. And it was fun. It was good to see something. I mean, my vision, I didn't go to a lot of concerts, so my vision of a concert is this crazy nut job, you know, people all over the place. But this one, I thought, was pulled off really, really well.
I thought it was, too, and I have to say that the majority of participants or attendees, what really stood out for me was there was no conflict. And in a place where it's so jam-packed, full of attendees, I was really impressed that the crowd maintained so well.
Gotcha. Sorry, we were having a little...
But I'm really sorry I missed that show. It was a show that I would have liked to have gone to.
It was... we were the first stop in the United States tour. So that's why it was on a Tuesday night.
Awesome.
And it's going to be really interesting to see how things come by the end of their tour. I think their popularity is going to gain. Because I know I was talking with Jubal from 92.5, and he said that they had a short spurt on the radio before they kind of, you know, other things kind of pushed their way up to the top. But... I like it. It's just different, unique. And again, it has kind of more of a seductive laid back. The song, of course, that they're the most popular for is Stereo Love, which is what I was playing at the beginning of the show.
Awesome. I love it.
So, okay. What else happened? We had Working Women's Wednesday on Wednesday, obviously, at Lucky Strike. And again, you got to be there fancy with us.
I got lucky at Lucky Strike.
Got lucky.
I actually won. It was my first time at one of those 92.5 Working Women's Wednesdays, and I'm excited to report that I won the very first drawing, which was a $250 gift certificate.
Oh, that's right,
to Cucumber.
Wow. Yes.
So I have my appointment on Thursday. I'm excited.
Oh, you'll have to report back and tell
Absolutely.
Us how it all. I was there. Chick Chat did an event at Cucumber, and they're this new swank little spa in downtown Seattle. They are literally booked out for almost all of their different services for 6 weeks.
Wow.
And they're less than 6 months old, I believe.
Is that right?
So they're doing a really good job servicing the community and just getting in there and connecting, especially for downtown Seattle. I mean, it's just right off the main drag down there.
Right.
So.
But I have to comment that my favorite part, other than winning that gift certificate, was watching Brooke do her tap dance.
Oh, my gosh, that was way too funny. You know, if you've never been to a Working Women's Wednesday, you've got to go check it out. Brooke Fox does a fabulous job, and Jubal has been this amazing addition to the team. They're interviewing for a third spot, so they'll be adding a third person to the team, but she lost a bet to Jubal.
Right.
And so she had to get up and tap dance. It was fun. So if you haven't been to a Working Women's Wednesday, they are going to be at Lucky Strike every Wednesday till the end of the month. And actually, the last Wednesday of the month, we are going to have our very own Tracy with Chick Chat there with a panel. So come out, support us, check it out. It should be a lot of fun. Okay. I have all these notes, and I have to keep looking. It's so funny. Oh, I know what else was. Saturday, again, I was at Apex at Alder Ridge Winery for their Unplugged event. And they do these events probably at this point, they've done two or three of them. And they had this cute little local, two musicians come in and they were playing music and you got to do wine tasting. And it is a big enough area that you can kind of sit down and not be like on top of other people. They've got couches. The whole front of the store is windows. So, of course, the sun came out and was shining, and it was absolutely beautiful. It was really fun. They were tasting most of their wines that day, so got to experience their cabs, I think their Sauvignon Blanc, and then I did try the Sweet Symphony as well as the Chocolate Store, which Chocolate Store is the other wine that we're going to be tasting on next Monday for the live broadcast.
Fun. That sounds fun.
Have you either of you guys tried that one yet?
Is it a chocolate wine?
Chocolate shop. It is a chocolate wine. Yes. It is very different. It is one of those that for me, I definitely would want to have that with dessert because I think it's one of those that I think would play off very well with foods.
So would you have to eat it with chocolate?
Oh no, I don't think so. And they're actually going to make some recommendations for us, tell us, you know, what it would pair well with. And I think we're going to have some stuff there that we can try it with the different, so we can talk about how the.
I can see drinking that with just like a biscotti.
Oh, there you go. Oh, that would be nice.
Dip it in the wine.
Is that socially?
That just blew my fantasy of drinking it with cheesecake. I've lost in my own world.
Yeah, sorry.
There.
You stay classy, San Diego.
Actually, I do. Cheesecake. I like that idea.
Cheesecake, it works.
It's probably less calories, though.
I did hear that somebody who had a restaurant in the area right there next to them had taken one of the wines, I can't remember if it was the Sweet Symphony or the Chocolate Shop, and had reduced it and drizzled it over ice cream. And apparently it was to die for. So it's going to be fun. Again, if you get a chance to come out this next week, you're going to get a chance to try it and have some fun with us. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to start going over what is up and coming, and hopefully our other host, Tracy, with Chick Chat, will be giving us a call in and telling us what's coming up on her side of things. So stay with us, and we'll be back on shortly. Hello, and welcome back to Socially Savvy. What you were listening to was Stereo Love, and that was from the Edward Maya concert that we were at this last week. So it's going to be one of my favorites for a while, I think. Okay, before we move on to what has happened, there was a couple other things that I wanted to touch base on. I had done some wine tasting on Saturday when the sun came out. It was like all the wine lovers in Seattle came out of the woodwork. It was wonderful to see.
So funny, like we can only taste wine when it's sunny
out. It's sunny. Well, I think it's the whole idea of walking in the rain from one store to another. We don't like to walk in the rain from our car to our front door.
Now, were you there in the evening also?
I was. I started out in the late afternoon and then finished off at the Apex Unplugged.
So you started out when it was sunny and ended when it was moony, because Saturday was the big supermoon.
Yes, it was the supermoon. And that's exactly, as I was coming home, I saw this big, huge, gigantic, beautiful moon. Like, where's my camera? I can't drive and click at the same time.
It was amazing. And my understanding is we won't see another one like that until 2029.
Yeah. Yeah. It only comes along so often. Well, and to have, I guess, it be a full moon and as close as Apex is unusual. It can be, the moon can be as close as place to the planet, I guess, is what I was understanding, but it's not always full. And I don't quite get that.
I'm not too technical for me.
Yeah, I'm going to have to
do
my
research. It was pretty to look at,
it was
though.
Pretty, yes. That's good enough. It was pretty.
Scott, comment, please, because that grin on your face is... no one can see it, so they need to hear about it.
Get technical about the moon and when it's full and all that, but this is not my show. So, welcome to the Moon Show. I'm your host.
Your host of the Moon Show. Well, I did hit Amavi Cellars and Pepperidge Winery, which is tucked in the corner of the other wineries over there by Hollywood House in the circle of wineries. And I was surprised. They have an absolutely delightful staff, welcoming. They introduced me to their delicious wines. They enjoyed talking and about the history. And by the time I walked out of there, we are now in negotiations to do a live broadcasting there as well.
Awesome.
So very fun. Very fun. Well, it looks like Tracy may have called in, so we're going to see if we can pick that up. I know we've tried this before, and if you're out there, you know you could just laugh at me if I managed to botch this, but here we go. Let's see if we can make this work. Tracy, are you there?
I'm there.
Yes, we Woo-hoo. Did it. Okay, time to celebrate. Drink more wine.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to this. We're all cheering you. I wish you was here to enjoy this wine.
Well, I'm driving right now with my hands free, so probably wouldn't be a good idea for me to be doing that, would it?
Yeah, that's not so good.
Yeah.
So anyway, I wanted you to go ahead and tell us about this last week, some of the things that you were at, and also tell us about this upcoming event. Really excited to hear about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I went to the Working Women's Wednesday with you both as well. Yeah. I didn't win anything, though, which that was too bad. But I did win the time before. And then I took off kind of early because I went down to Elliott Bay Bookstore and listened to and met a young gal, a 25-year-old author who wrote the book The Tiger's Wife, and she's been getting all kinds of accolades from New York Times Book Review and Oprah Magazine. Went just all over the place and met her and bought the book and had her sign it for me.
Oh, wow.
And then I don't think you really want to hear about my date on Friday night, though, do you?
We do want to hear about your date.
You know
date.
What? Actually, we have a lot of singles, so if there was something cool about your date or a cool location, go for it.
No, there was not so much cool about my date at all, but we did meet at Monsoon in Bellevue, which I didn't even know was there. It's in, quote-unquote,
oh, yeah.
You know, old, is it old Bellevue or Main Street? Main Street.
Yeah,
and that's a cute little area that, you know what, I totally forget about now that, you know, kind of being enamored with Black Bottle and Lincoln Square and all the bars there and Bellevue Place. But that's, we have lots of really cute little shops and restaurants down on Main Street, so I might check that out.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine invite us to a birthday dinner down there, and I had no idea, and they had wonderful food. And you're right, Main Street has some cute little things. They've got 520 Bar and Grill,
yeah.
Monsoon. I think there's another place, but I can't remember what it's called. So
right.
We might have to go do a Main Street checkout.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's do that.
So
tell us
about
what's coming up this week.
Yeah.
So Wednesday night is our second Chick Chat networking soiree of the year, and that's those are always a little more in-depth kind of speaker panel, and this one is called Women Hold Up Half the Sky. It's a celebration of International Women's Day, which is March 8th. And we have a really great speaker lineup, four different women who are essentially filling us in on kind of the status and challenges as well as accolades of women and girls, both here at home as well as around the world. And essentially a takeoff on the book by Nicholas Kristof, who's a New York Times columnist. He and his wife wrote the book Half the Sky, which talks about the oppression and also celebrates women around the world. So that's coming up Wednesday at Art Exchange Gallery, which is on First Avenue South in the Pioneer Square area, which is owned by a really phenomenal female photographer, Cora Edmonds. And essentially she celebrates art and community, community through bringing in art from all over the world.
So Tracy, why don't you stop for just a second and tell our listeners how they can get a ticket to that event?
Oh, thank you. You're much better than I. You go to chickchat.net and C-H-I-C-K chat.net. And you can purchase a ticket for $30. And that also includes, you know, a hosted bar with O Wines and Dama Wines and Pleasant Hill Cellars are all Washington wines, as well as Sofia Coppola's little mini bubbly Blanc de Blanc. So, and cupcakes from Irresistible Creations, and we'll have some other light bites there.
Outstanding.
Yummy. Well, we're so excited.
Yeah.
And again, that event is running from 6 to 9, am I correct?
Yes, it is.
Wonderful. Well, I look forward to seeing, I've been to quite a few of your events, and I have to say, I think you bring the serious social side to our team, and I so appreciate it.
Well, I'm fun, too, but I think you can care about the world and each other and wanting to make the world a better place, as well as, you know, lipstick and heels and wine. You know?
I totally agree. Totally agree.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad you got a chance to call in, and we miss you, but we look forward to hopefully seeing you live next week at the Apex On Location.
Oh, yay. I'm excited about that.
No, but we'll see you tonight.
I actually have a socially savvy question for all of you. And, hey, Scott, you sound awesome.
Well, Tracy, thank you.
Yeah, you bring it. You bring it. You do a good job. You hold your own with all of that estrogen. So.
I'm a stranger in a strange land.
Well, we're hoping to keep that around.
So, what's your raise in the roof?
Good job. Okay, what's your question, girl?
Okay, I was thinking, you know, about wine, like I do often. But so if you drink an alcoholic beverage every night, does that make you an alcoholic? Or does it just mean that you like happy hour?
Technically, it does not. And actually, I looked this up because of my love for wine. And at one point, I was studying, doing my wine study. So as I was studying like a Chardonnay, I would be drinking the Chardonnay so that I could get the whole experience. The definition of an alcoholic is the inability to stop.
That's right. Here's my question. Okay. If you watch the news every night after you get home, does that make you obsessed with CNN? No, it's an interest.
Okay, good. I like that. I like that train of thought.
That's all it is.
I like that. Was good. Well answered.
Okay, because,
and so on that, we'll be enjoying sake later, right?
At one. Oh, yes, we will. Did you talk about that on the show, Fancy?
Not yet. Not yet. That is going to be up and coming.
Okay. Up and coming. Okay. All righty. I think that's all. Well, there's one little fundraiser, actually, that can I mention really quickly before I sign off?
Totally.
So Thursday night, there's tons of things going on. I know there's several wine events and networking events.
Yes, there are.
Which you're probably going to get to. But there's a really great nonprofit here called One by One, and I believe it's just onebyone.org, founded by a local woman, Heidi Breeze Harris, I believe her name is. And essentially what she has done, have you, any of you heard about the issue of obstetric fistula?
Not me.
Okay.
I'm not
familiar. That's essentially, it happens in a lot of sub-Saharan African countries. And girls get married so young there, and then they, you know, get pregnant so young that, and many of them are poor, living in really rural areas, they have problems in childbearing. So if you're living in the Western countries, you know, you can go to the hospital and you're going to have a doctor, OBGYN, take care of you. And many, many times these girls don't have access to health care, and they have problems, and the baby doesn't birth. And then what happens is that these women and girls get what's called a fistula, which is a small tear, a hole, and it actually makes them incontinent. And they're poor to begin with, and then they go back to their village, and you can imagine, you know, they lose control, and actually nobody, they become ostracized from their communities. And so One by One educates women in African countries, as well as helps to provide funding to allow these women to get the necessary surgeries that's needed, and it really costs about the equivalent of $300 U.S.
Oh, wow.
And their fundraiser is happening Wednesday evening. I apologize that I don't know where it is.
Is it Wednesday or Thursday?
It's Thursday the 24th.
Thursday,
Wednesday,
okay.
Wednesday.
You did,
Wednesday,
and I was like,
event.
Okay,
no.
We're conflicting with your event.
Yeah, no, it's Thursday the 24th.
Awesome. Well, tonight when you get on, if you want to post that on Socially Savvy, I think that'd be awesome because I think some of our listeners would probably like that. I know a large percentage of our listeners know that we focus on fundraisers and trying to, you know, a party with a cause, support a cause. So that'd be awesome.
I will do that.
Yay.
All right,
well,
everybody. Carry on.
Thank you for calling in. See you later, Tracy.
All right. Bye-bye, y'all.
Bye. Be safe, honey. Bye-bye.
Okay, so I just have to share with you. So because the name of the show is Socially Savvy, I'm like trying to update my social media during the show. So Scott's over here chastising me. No typing while you're talking.
Oh, no, I thought you were all Googling the medical term.
Oh, Lord, that's funny. We've
like
done
you're
that
like,
before.
What?
Huh?
Fistula?
What is that? I can't even say it, let alone pronounce it. I don't know. Not only do I not know what it is, I can't say it, and there's no way I could spell it to look it up.
I thought you guys were all Google imaging that. Believe me, I would have been.
That is
but
too
I was
funny.
Afraid.
Well, if somebody could have given me an idea of how to spell it, I might have attempted it, but yeah.
Okay, so we're going to move on here with what else is coming up. We have a fun week of really cool stuff. I know tonight we talked about it last week, and I wanted to bring it up again just because I think it is so fun, is Lucky Strike on Mondays does bottomless bowling from 9 to midnight. It's $15, and you get to bowl all night. They extend their happy hour throughout the whole evening, and I think it's just, you know, just good, clean fun. Either, no pretense, no anything. So that is going on. And then Fancy, you are taking us on a sake tasting. I'm very excited about this.
I am. That'll be tonight. And it's actually an industry tasting, which you only get invited to those events when you're in the industry. So because, you know, my affiliation with my company, Sake in Seattle, I get the invites from the distributors and the importers. So I think it's going to be great fun to introduce the team here with Socially Savvy to a sake industry sake tasting, because they're a little bit different than the fun sake tastings that I would do with my company.
I'm excited because I've been to, you know, wine tastings and tequila tastings and vodka tastings, and I get to add one more to my plethora of tastings.
That's right, and you'll have the great honor of meeting a couple of local Japanese folks that are flying in from breweries that have been somewhat affected by the earthquake, not so much the tsunami. For in Miyagi Prefecture, one of the brewers that's coming in from there, they were affected. Their infrastructure was affected by the earthquake, the recent earthquake, but not the tsunami. So I think it's a great honor to be able to try what he's bringing in to offer us tonight.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. You know, I think I made a post about this. We get all, whenever there's bad things that happen in the world, we stop taking the focus off of ourselves and we put the focus on helping and reaching out to help other people. And when it happens, you know, not just nationwide, but worldwide like that, it's refreshing to see how many people reach out. The only thing I wish that we could do is make that feeling last a little bit longer versus, you know, we get so caught up in our own problems and our own issues that we forget. It's sad, but true. But at least from every bad thing that happens, we usually seem to be able to pull something positive out of it.
I agree.
Okay, so moving forward, Tuesday we have a Corks and Canvas Paints the Town at Volvina Martini Bar. Have you guys ever been to Volvina before?
I have not.
Nope, I'm going to Google that, though.
For images?
For images,
yep.
And it does have images, and you know what? My photos are all over that.
But can you spell it?
Volvina is this adorable little martini bar. They're kind of on the back side facing the water, tucked into a little corner back there. They have a wonderful little fireplace, warm, cozy. I have to tell you, they make the best martinis.
I'm like, there.
Oh, I have no words.
Clearly.
Sounds nice.
It is. During the winter months when it's so drizzly and just, it was very refreshing to walk in there and just feel cozy and comfortable. And so
it could just be called Martini Bar and I'd be there. But Volvina does sound a little bit nicer.
Yeah, it's very fun. And Jamie, the owner, she is adorable. So pop in there, say hi, and let her know where you heard about us. Heard about them, I should say. Moving on, we went over Wednesday. We have Thursday coming up. Windermere in Redmond is going to be hosting a fundraiser this from 5 to 8 on the 24th. And they have a wine and cheese gathering with a silent auction. Again, you know, one of the things that we do like to promote are these fundraisers, because we like, if you're going to go out and you're going to spend money, you might as well be supporting a cause. And they're located at 16261 Redmond Way. Some of the charities that they partner with are Kirkland Interfaith Transitional Housing, which provides emergency housing to the homeless, Operation School Bell, which is particularly close to my heart because that is with Assistance League of the East Side, and I've participated in that. And that is that program which provides clothing and shoes for low-income at-risk children. They work with the counselors at the surrounding high schools and junior highs and elementary schools to make sure that those needs are filled, because a lot of times, you know, these parents don't, their pride's already been hurt because they're trying to survive and they can't support and, you know, send their kids to school with new shoes. And so they fill in the gap, which I absolutely love. Overlake Services League, which provides boxed breakfast and lunch for the needy children during the school breaks, and many others. Pinkabella Cupcakes, which again has been a previous sponsor of ours in Redmond Town Center, is going to be one of the sponsors. Landu Catering, Blazing Bagels, and Dry Sodas, again, another one of our fabulous sponsors, is going to be doing the treats for the guests. So if you get a chance, stop over, check it out. They've got some great items up for auction.
And I want to say to your listeners, you mentioned that going out for a cause.
Yeah.
I would say easily, my top five events of all time were all charity events.
Oh, the most fun, the best people.
Absolutely. And if you've never walked a red carpet, you probably can't. unless,
unless it's a
you're
charity,
going to
event.
A charity event.
Yes, I would agree with
and
that.
And what an amazing experience. If you like going out being socially savvy or trying to be socially savvy, there's almost nothing better than going to a charity wine auction that benefits. I participate every year in the Seattle Children's Hospital event.
Oh, yeah.
That's a huge Washington wine auction. And some other events that I've had the honor and pleasure of being a part of that are so much fun and are so much more rewarding at the end of the night with the money that you've spent and the time you take getting ready to socializing, the contacts that you're making are people that are like-minded, interested in the same things, and you're doing a good thing as well.
Yeah, and what I love so much about it is, like you were saying, it's the people. You hear all these singles events and all these people trying to connect and network, and I mean, we've talked about the do's and don'ts of networking, but when you get into that atmosphere, I think it just creates a very natural progression of being able to meet and greet people, socialize, you know, whether you be single, whether you be, you know, introducing a new business. I think they just create such a wonderful atmosphere because you're going into it with the intention of supporting and serving somebody else. And if you're in the serving mind frame, you're always going to benefit from that. I think it's when you get into that taking mind frame that you really start to suffer.
I look at it as harnessing that power for good.
Oh, I like that. That is wonderful.
That's a great tagline.
That is. Right. I think we might have to tag that under the back of your name.
What do you do tonight? Drinking for charity.
I'm drinking for a cause.
Bartender, put me down for $10 more.
So,
good.
Yeah. Okay, so moving along quickly, we have a lot of events. I was really surprised. The Hideout in Seattle turned 6 years old. I have never been to the Hideout. I have quite a few friends who have been there. So that starts Thursday at 6, runs till 2 a.m. I'm going to try to pop in and check that out. It sounds like it would be fun. I Googled it and saw the pictures. It looks like this very cozy, wonderful little place. So we'll see if we can get over to that after the Windermere should not even conflict with it. Vibe, Happy Hour, and Stems and Legs is combined on the East Side Edition this Thursday from 5 to 9. That one is going to be very local to us East Siders at the Grand Cru Mixology Lounge, 1020 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 100 in Bellevue. This is going to be their first edition of Vibe at Grand Cru Wine Bar. So if you get a chance, pop in, check it out, and see what they have to offer.
Sounds good. I want to interject and just talk about what is going on Tuesday really quickly. It's more of a networking event, but I think some people might.
Oh, totally. Yeah, I saw that on your post. Yes, please.
So Tuesday, tomorrow night, at the Phil Smart Mercedes-Benz location on Airport Way, there is the March 2011 Connect networking event. And this is hosted by Julian Michael, who is the founder and chief creative strategist of Create Media and Productions, LLC. So I will definitely be there covering the event, trying to drag Duchess along with me, so we'll see.
Well, I've got the Corks and Canvas, but I should be able to pop over.
Sure.
I mean, I know we usually try to hit more than one venue when we go out.
That should be fun. Relatively inexpensive. A ticket is $10. It's sponsored by Phil Smart Mercedes-Benz, Specialties Cafe and Bakery, so there'll be some food for us to enjoy, as well as some wine from Port Gardner Bay Winery.
Wonderful. You know, and while we're talking about that, before we move on, which is going to lead into the final events for the weekend, if you want to take a look at an industry overall that has really put its time in and donated and supported great causes, I have to say it's the wine industry. Pretty much rivals any other industry that I have seen out there. You know, food gets in there and does its thing, but wine, I have to put my hat off to them because they come in and they pour for free. You know, they give bottles of wine for different events, for prizes, for auction. And as a community, I'm really, really impressed with what they do and how they do it. And with that said, I know, Fancy, you're on the list as well. We are going to be attending and covering the Taste of Washington this weekend.
Yes, that's very exciting. I'm looking forward to that.
I am too. So Friday is the seminars at Bell Harbor International Conference Center. They're going to be going from 12 to 4. You can get your tickets online at Taste of Washington. There's going to be several speakers going on. You're going to learn all kinds of interesting things about wine, ask questions. It looks like it's going to be a whole lot of fun. And then, of course, on Sunday, the Taste of Wine is Grand Tasting, and that's at Quest Field. The whole session runs from 2 to 7. I believe the VIP runs from 2 to 4. So if you purchase the VIP, you get to get in before everybody else. So you have a smaller, you know, you have less people to interact with, and you have a few more things that they're going to be offering. Should be a heck of a lot of fun. And then, of course, last, now this is for my guys. This is for the guy listeners, and I know some of the girls are going to roll their eyes. But
Saturday.
Saturday night at Lucky Strike, get your dance on and come meet the ultimate ring girl and Playboy cover model, Ariana Celeste. I think I said that right. She's going to be signing autographs, taking photos with guests, and partying the night away. Again, that's going to be Saturday, March 26th. If you want table reservations, talk to Noah. His number is 206-302-9209 or noah@velvetropevip.com, and he will be happy to take care of you. So with that said, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with some of our topics of the afternoon. Okay, and we are back. You're listening to Socially Savvy, broadcasting live from Bellevue. We are going to be talking about our topic today, which we actually have two topics. Hopefully, we can cover them both. I think we're going to push news out till the end because I really want to try to get into some in-depth about our topic, social media etiquette. And this is brought to you by our sponsor, Go Girl Energy Drinks, the perfect energy drink for those on the go with all the good stuff and none of the bad. So with that said, social media etiquette, what to do and what not to do. I think we've all had situations, whether on Twitter, email, Facebook, any of those, where somebody does something and you're like, really? Did your mama not teach you right? And so we wanted to go over some of those and kind of, I don't know, maybe create some boundaries, some thoughts to drop into people's minds so they stop stumbling over their feet on this Facebook thing particularly. So I'm going to go over what to do first. Treat social media contacts as you would a well-respected stranger or the president.
That's my favorite.
I mean, do you agree? What do you think?
I totally agree. I totally, it goes with my number one rule on Facebook. No F words.
Yeah, F-bomb.
You post an F word, that you should be off Facebook.
So should, if you're feeling that intense, should you just do like the three little squiggly, the four little squiggly things to it, give the impression?
No,
of
now don't get
severity.
Me wrong. If I was talking in person to President Obama, I would drop an F bomb. I would use the F word, but I would never type it to him.
Okay, so are we talking on your personal or professional, or does it matter? And is it okay if you're not spelling it out? Can you use, because I'm
that's
guilty
what I
of this.
Just saying, yeah.
Can you use the F,
and
asterisk,
then,
you know,
yes.
That exclamation point, you know, fill in the letters.
Fill in the blank.
Are you asking my opinion?
Sure. Yes.
My opinion is if you have to use symbols, be more creative.
Oh,
I thought I was being creative.
You are really good
symbols.
At this.
For example, my fracking car.
So spell it how you want it.
I know.
Make up your own word.
That's right.
Got it.
Son of a bush.
Okay, I like that.
I like that.
And for those of us who are, okay, my girlfriend calls me a Facebook attention whore.
Oh, you are.
I'm going to own it. I'll own it. I'll wear that. Okay. I like getting responses. and likes are not good enough.
Yeah, I've noticed that. You always demand
likes
attention.
Are not good enough.
It's kind of lazy. Isn't it the lazy? It's like if you were sitting in person with someone and talking to them and they just shook their heads
mm-hmm.
for the entire
It'd be
conversation.
The nod.
It's a
mm-hmm.
smile
that
and nod.
The same thing?
Mm-hmm. I think it's a smile and nod, but at the same time, like when I'm going through and reading things, sometimes I don't want to overshadow what they're saying. I just want to legitimize what they're saying. Scott, why are you laughing at me?
Scott's laughing hysterically.
I don't know. You know something? I don't often own my negatives. But yeah, Facebook attention. Okay.
Yeah, that's you.
I'll own it.
Okay, so next one is be positive in your interactions. You know,
absolutely.
I go into this on the don'ts, but I have to use the word, why do people feel the need to verbally vomit on Facebook?
Scott's about to verbally vomit right now.
I mean, I understand sometimes, sometimes we have these things where we have a strong opinion and that's cool, but you'll have some of these people who every day they post and it's something negative or whining about something or crying. You just want to go on a personal side and go, you think your life sucks. You just want to la, 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 and really drive it in home. But I think if you're going to put something out there that's going to be attached to your name, and if you're in any kind of business where you're dealing with people or your reputation has any kind of meaning at all, I think it's really wise to think about kind of what your perception is. And if you do have friends where you want to be able to, you know, kind of have more of a honest, this is, I want to be able to say and do whatever I want. If you have a profession and a personal, my brother, who I absolutely adore, when I was trying to figure out how I was going to proceed with who I was on Facebook, he made a suggestion. He's like, you know, why don't you split and have a professional page and a personal page? And it was the best decision I ever made because it allowed me to serve people at a certain level. And then on my family and friends page, then I can kind of be a little bit more quirky. You know, I don't have to worry about what I'm saying or be politically correct or like fancy. You and Tracy are always telling me I have spelling issues.
I'm just an editor by nature. But I want to say this because you bring up a good point. First of all, I don't think that they're mutually exclusive. I think you can be a business owner and you can be talking on your personal page and you can be authentically who you are. I think it's okay to express your honest opinion or perspective on an issue, for example. But where I agree with you is that I don't want to read in my newsfeed a daily rant or some negative, you hate everyone in your life because they're all liars and losers. You know, those kinds of things I think you need to limit to telephone conversations and not put it on blast. Now, additionally, I think that just because, let's say, and now I'm talking about a specific example of something that happened today.
Were going to tell us about what happened to you.
So
yes.
Here's where I am related to someone who does not have a business or profession that they promote on Facebook. They're simply on Facebook as a means of personal interaction with people that know and family members.
Uh-huh.
And this is my cousin that I'm speaking about, and she lives across the country. And she posted something that said something like, you know, please pray for my uncle who just is going into surgery right now. This is my mother's brother. My mother wasn't aware, so she starts freaking out. Oh, my gosh, which one of her uncles is going in surgery? Because that's naturally one of my siblings.
Oh, wow.
So something like that. I think you do not post that to your family that somebody's having surgery or someone died or has been in a tragic accident. That's something that requires a phone
Very
call.
Very personal touch.
You don't
wow.
post that on Facebook.
Ouch.
As a status update. Oh, by the way, my uncle's dead. I mean, you know, that's not a status
Ooh.
Update. And he's not, but you know, that it can come across, oh, my, please pray, you know, my uncle's going into surgery, he had a heart attack. That's probably not a great thing to have in your newsfeed.
Totally agreed.
Wow, that's it, Scott?
Hey, that's awesome. We agree.
I would definitely agree. I think, you know, and I'm one of those people that this is why I have split pages, because I am not politically correct. I have been a political no-no most of my life. If anybody in a room is going to stick their foot in their mouth and proceed to go to the intestines, it's going to be me.
So, no, I disagree on this. I disagree. LB, you and I have hung out with some of the same people numerous times.
Okay, there are a few that
there
are worse than I am.
There are many that I can name right now.
Yes, but
there
we're
so much more.
But we are socially savvy, so we will not drop names.
No, never.
Never.
I just want to say I have microphone envy. You should you got to see Scott's microphone.
Oh, this thing is it's like Como Radio 4.
Yeah, it's not like this fancy foamy thing.
And he's got this very Okay. We're just gonna move
on. Skip over that. But okay. Anyway, yeah, back to Facebook. But I think it's okay.
That was not what you thought it was, listener. That
it was friction.
Shame on you.
Okay, fans, please stop.
So, but as far as Facebook, I mean, you know, I think the purpose, you have to really understand and engage in Facebook for what it's meant to cultivate relationships and engage in dialogue and discussion for the purpose of cultivating relationships. So I think it's okay to post something that may or may not be controversial, because what you're doing is engaging your followers.
I would totally agree with that.
I mean, some of my most controversial posts have gotten, you know, upwards of 40 responses, and that's exactly what we want. Because if you're in a room with someone having a conversation, you want that exchange
that
of dialogue.
Well, and that's how you gather. It would be like having a group of people gathered around engaging in a similar conversation.
Absolutely.
That, to me, is comments on the status on Facebook.
Yep. Agreed.
I agree.
I'll go one step further and say there's only one way that you should be legitimately alienating anyone on Facebook, and that is the unfriend button.
Yeah. You know what? I agree. And here's the thing, and I wanted to say this because it was good. This leads into the next topic, but at the same time, if you want to stay on Facebook, if you're going to take the time to post things, don't be so inconsiderate when you're posting your opinions that people hide you. What's the point? Now you're talking to yourself. So that was the next thing, is what to do is be considerate when posting if you want to keep your friends.
Right. You're saying that it's got to be interesting?
No, it doesn't have to be interesting. I think it just, when you're posting your opinion, just like when you're in public, you want to make sure that you do it in such a way that allows for an interaction with people, that they feel comfortable, where they're not intimidated or where you're not so overbearing that they're like, I am not touching this with a 10-foot pole.
I like the Facebook conversation starters.
Well, yeah, and you're actually really good at those. So
they're my fave.
Okay, so I'm going to go over the next couple what to do's, and then I want to hit the what not to do's before we have to end the show. What to do, please, people, okay, this is a personal pet peeve, I'm putting it out there, be aware of the marital status when engaging in conversations.
Of your own or the person you're with?
Okay, our host
mic down.
Put his mic down.
So do you mean of your own, like know whether or not you are married, your relationship status, or you mean the person you're...
No, I'm talking to, like, if you're going to engage with somebody on Facebook and maybe you've just become a Facebook friend of theirs, you know, check out their bio and know who you're talking about. Don't start trying to pick them up if they have a Facebook page.
Tracy, disregard the message. If you're listening. Thank you for friending me.
Here, wait. I think it could be, it doesn't even have to be limited to Tracy. All hot women.
There you
please
go.
Please feel free to stalk Scott.
There you go.
Facebook stalk only.
These are, you know, it's hard when we've gotten to this whole new media, this whole new way of interacting, that there aren't any rules. There's not a rule book out there yet. There's not a way to go, oh, we can do this, we can't do that. So a lot of it is just trying to initiate common sense, but unfortunately our society doesn't promote common sense. It promotes this, well, we can, you know, we have the right to bear arms. We have the right to speak. We have the right to do whatever. It's all about our rights instead of about thinking about when you're in a room with other people. Yes, it's about your rights, but you also have the right to serve the people in the room with you.
Absolutely. I think there is a rule book.
Oh, there is, yeah.
Well, everything we needed, we learned in
kindergarten,
right?
Yes, I agree.
I know. If you can't say something nice don't say it at all, right?
Yep.
On Facebook, by the way, that's STFU.
STFU. Ooh, I'm going to have to remember that.
STFU? What does that mean?
Shut the flack up.
Beep.
Yeah, I said flack.
Flack.
Well, frack.
Shut the frack up.
Okay. And then finally, think before you post. What impact do your words have, or are you, again, just verbally vomiting? So we're going to move into the what not to do. Do not. Can I stress this enough? Do not post your advertisements, videos, or personal agendas without first getting permission on somebody else's page. What about this is in any way confusing? Please, touch
I've been me. Reading a lot this week about Facebook pirates.
It's not even pirates. These are
people friending my friends.
Oh, I hate that.
In order to solicit.
But I've actually had people that I friended because we had interactions out in public. And, you know, and I understand sometimes people don't quite get it. But still, if you want to put something on somebody's wall, it's like you would not walk into their door, open the front door, walk in, sit down at their table and say, hey, what's for dinner? I mean, you'd be shot. Number one. Number two, it's just plain rude.
Well, just look at it this way. Here, the result of doing that, soliciting on someone's page or promoting your own agenda on someone's page, is the equivalent of them hiding you. So they will never see anything you post again.
Well, and you could lose your Facebook, your ability to be on Facebook, too, if you piss off enough people. Okay, so next, do not tag people in pictures they are not in unless you have permission. And there is an exception to this. I know a really good, again, Scott throws his mic down. Again, there is an exception. I have some very good friends, some Seattle socialites, where they do this really beautiful picture. It usually has this gorgeous saying, and it's usually an introduction to, hey, let's meet and go out and have dinner, and it creates a really nice backlog for us to have a conversation, all of us who are going to be showing up for this happy hour or dinner or whatever is going on. It is the thing that I'm speaking about is when you post a picture to advertise your business or to get somebody's attention, and a lot of times they do this with these just yucky pictures of people, and I just don't do it. And Scott is so not even picking up his mic. It's crazy.
Well, here's what I do. I admit I'm guilty. I confess. But I will tag people in photographs they're not in.
But how are you doing it? Is it for fun? Is it
of course it's for
okay.
fun.
If it's, again, if you think that there's a question, maybe reach out there and touch. There's a message button. You can ask the question. If they're online, you can pop up the little message and say, hey, what do you think of this? I don't see anything wrong with asking first, because then you're not going to be on anybody's bad side.
I think it's touch and go. I had a dinner party at my house, and it got way fun. And then, fun, appropriate pictures, and took pictures, tagged everyone. And then I got this, inbox message, please do not tag me in those pictures. I look horrible.
Now that's different, because if they're actually in the picture,
right,
then there's kind of an interpretation, and I'm okay with that.
I got something to say.
Please.
If you're going to ask someone to untag you on a picture, remove a picture on Facebook, you shouldn't have been there.
Well, again, being an events photographer, I get it all the time.
You shouldn't have been there. If you don't want a picture of yourself at Lucky Strike at topless bowling night,
which I'm going to be with my camera.
Bowling topless. Hello.
Probably not the best of choices.
If we can't post that picture on our Facebook, don't go.
Yeah, there's a good point. If you're going to be in public, recognize that public is public, and your rights have been put on reserve. So,
I love that.
Although we'll try to be more respectful.
We do. Okay, wrapping it up here. Do not invite people to be a part of a group if they do not fit in, i.e., married people to a singles group. Seriously?
Have you ever done that?
I have no. I've had people now. Where my blooper came in on the 30 to 60 something page that I did. I actually invited a few people who were not in the demographic, but who I felt really had something to offer. So they were in the service side of it, or they were very much a part of what was going on. So, and again, they were like, I'm not 30. And I'm like, that's not what I meant. I'm sorry.
Great.
I'm just like dying. It was funny. But, I guess the big thing is try to remember when you post things. Once something's posted, it can be retrieved, period, end of story. It doesn't matter if you've deleted it. Somebody out there has the potential of seeing it. You run the risk of somebody getting a certain perception off of you. We talk about this with our college students, about being very aware of what you put on, especially if you have scholarships or you're going out for a team.
Okay, I have to interject. Case in point, the UCLA student that made the recent
Hello.
Asian rant.
Yes, hello.
And it's still retrievable, even though she took it down hours after, but it was too late. It had gone viral and other people had made copies already.
Yeah, it's sad, but, unfortunately, I think you have to take a moment, take a breath. I type it up on Word and then really look at it, and then I go ahead and decide whether or not I'm going to post it. So with that said, we are going to wrap up the show. I want to make sure to thank our sponsors, Pop Chips, Sweet Talk Wipes, Saki in Seattle, of course, Chick Chat Seattle, Gold Girl Energy Drinks, and our wine sponsor, Apex Wine. And Scott, I just want to thank you for showing up.
I had a great time.
You are absolutely delightful. I am really looking forward. Is it what do we have to like have wine all the time in order to coax you to come back?
I don't know that there's anything been implied on the show.
We'll visit the Socially Savvy Facebook page and let us know if you thought Scott was
a
great
addition.
Yeah,
what you think of Scott. I think he would be
thought he was awesome.
Fabulous addition to the team.
Thank
Charming.
You very much. Had a great time.
Next week, you guys.
Thanks, guys, and have a great week. Make it great. Bye.